time, so I apologise for... This is going to be a bit like... Now, I know we all like our roast dinners and stuff like that. It's not going to be a roast dinner. It's going to be... You know what tapas is, don't you?
Yeah.
So pick and mix. It's a Woolworth word, all right? Where you go in and pick and mix, all right? So it's a pick and mix. So you take out of it whatever you can. The title I'm going to give it is going to really cheer you up, this is. It's called Hard Times.
Yes, ma'am.
All right? Hard Times. And I'm going to try and run it around Easter. And first of all, I should say, I'm not going to be talking about Dickens' novel, which you all know he wrote a book called Hard Times, didn't he? And so, anyway. We face in our lives periods of hard times. Times when God seems to be a million miles away. Now, maybe you don't experience that, but I certainly do now and again. I feel, God, I cry, God, where are you? I don't know where you are at this moment in time, and I'm really going through it. It's times like when you're unwell. I mean, I've been unwell, and I've been getting prayer for it, for my back after I slipped, and you think, come on, God, we're looking to bring healing into the church. Liz and I, that's one of the things we're very much keen on doing. And yet here we are, not getting any sleep. Because I don't think Liz and I have not slept well probably for 2 weeks. Probably longer than that. Liz for probably a lot longer. And with family issues as well, we go through these times where you wonder, God, where are you? But I'm being honest now. Now you may experience that, well, God's with me all the time and everything's wonderful. I don't believe you. It's not like that all the time. And I think one of the things is we forget what God says to us, or has said to us, through his word, words of prophecy, words of encouragement, and so on. And I wanted to highlight something around Easter, which, how did the disciples manage through Easter? You know, were they, after the crucifixion, were they rejoicing, were they happy, and were they remembering what Jesus had told them about what was going to happen, or not? Most of them went down a pan, actually. They totally forgot what God had said to them. So through their period of hard times, they had forgotten what God had said. This is what Jesus said. Luke 9:21. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. And again in Mark, again Matthew 17, the same. And Mark 9, they went on from there and began to go through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know it because he was teaching his disciples and preparing them for the future. So the 3 years, I'll just finish this actually. He told them the Son of Man is to be betrayed and handed over to men who are his enemies, and they will kill him. And when he has been killed, he will rise from the dead 3 days later. But they did not understand this statement, and they were afraid to ask him what he meant. Because he was teaching his disciples and preparing them for the future. So the teaching that you've received is preparing you for those times when it's going to be hard. Okay? And again, they didn't understand. They still didn't understand what Jesus was saying to them. Jesus was pretty clear. He was saying, come on now, look. I'm going to be killed, but I'm going to be raised from the dead. So the disciples were going to go through this period of their own dark hours. We've had dark hours, but this period between probably the Last Supper and the resurrection was a dark time. And in fact, it did continue for some of the disciples. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Because Jesus said to them, look, I will never leave you or forsake you.
Yeah.
But you have. But they didn't listen or take on board what he had said about, I'm going to be back. Mark 14:27 says this. Jesus said to them, you will all fall away and be ashamed and be afraid to be associated with me as disciples. There are times when you and I have and will fall away, not too far, we pray, and be afraid. It's times like when you run into people, for me when I'm out walking, come into people, and I always pray in the mornings before I go out walking with my dog, God, I pray for a divine appointment this morning. That then puts you in a position of choice. Do I share what God's doing with me or not? So there are times when I can be ashamed to say what God is doing with me. And I walk away and think, why didn't I say this? I'll give you one instance which I shared from you before. I walk through a stable when I go walking, not every morning, and there's a little horse there, and the horse's name is Joshua. And this horse is a little pony with long hair, long, well, you know what, not hair, but you know, all that stuff, tails, whatever. And he's one of those little ones, you know, a bit like if you've got grandchildren or children, little girls, my little pony type pony, you know, that sort of pony. And I was speaking to the lady there, and I said, oh, she said, well, he's Joshua, and he runs the stable. He's in charge. All the other horses do what he says, and he's 35 years old, this little horse. And now the opportunity was, it came to my mind is, I said, you better watch that little horse, because if he goes charging round your fences seven times, they're all going to fall down. But I didn't say it, and I thought, so why did I say that? It was a golden opportunity, you know, which I missed. Anyway.
Very good.
You will all fall away when the shepherd is struck and the sheep will be scattered. The road to Emmaus, I'm going to read this. This is an interesting section. This is about two disciples. We know the name of one, which is Cleophas, and the other one we don't know the name of. Now, these, just listen to this. And this can be us, all right? This can be us. This is how we react to maybe situations that we don't understand or fully get. Later that Sunday, two of Jesus' disciples were walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Now, the road to Emmaus, now, if you remember, Jesus said to his disciples, I'll see you in Galilee. Mm-hmm. Right? After I'm raised from the dead, I'll see you in Galilee. Mm-hmm. Emmaus is nowhere near the road to Galilee. Right? No, somewhere else. They're drifting off somewhere else, okay? They were walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus, a journey of about 17 miles. They were in the midst of a discussion about the events of the last few days. So they were talking about what's gone on. When Jesus walked up and accompanied them in their journey, they were unaware that it was Jesus walking alongside them, for God prevented them from recognizing him. Jesus said to them, you seem to be in a deep discussion about something. What are you talking about? So sad and gloomy. So here they are on the wrong road, going to the wrong place, discussing what had happened, and they're very sad and they're very gloomy. They stopped, and the one named Cleophas answered, haven't you heard? Are you the only one in Jerusalem unaware of the things that have happened over the last few days? Jesus asked, what things? The things about Jesus, the man from Nazareth, they replied. He was a mighty prophet. He was a mighty prophet of God who performed miracles and wonders. His words were powerful and he had great favour with God and the people. Not all the people, because a lot of people killed him.
Yeah.
But 3 days ago, the high priests and the rulers of the people sentenced him to death and had him crucified. We all hoped that he was the one who would redeem and rescue Israel. I'll just stop there. A lot of the times we're going through, the tough times, we forget what Jesus did. Earlier this morning, some of the women informed us of something amazing. They said they went to the tomb and found it empty. Now, these are two gloomy people, right? They just heard about the tomb being empty. They claimed two angels appeared and told them that Jesus is now alive. Some of us went to see for ourselves and found the tomb exactly like the women said. So they'd actually gone to the tomb themselves. and come away, and they're thinking, it's not all worked out right. Well, it has. And found the tomb exactly like the women said, but no one had seen him. And Jesus said to them, why are you so thick-headed? So there are times in our lives when we can be going through stuff that's happened that we didn't expect, or even did expect, yet we still don't believe that God was in it. And then we end up on a road that we shouldn't be on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Moving away from where God wants us to be.
That's good.
I've just got written down here, fixing our eyes on Jesus. And I remember this, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
Mm-hmm.
He lights the steps, the other verse where he lights each step and he lights our path.
Yeah.
Okay. So how come these guys got so misdirected?
Mm.
Who knows? But it's something that we need to be aware of ourselves, that God has a path for us to walk. And when we go through these tough times, it's very easy to forget that he is with us and that he's directing us. And we need to listen to what he has to say. Now, I'm going to go over to another. I told you I'd be all over the place this morning. And in Revelation, where it talks about, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Mm.
Right? Now, this is not, and if you hear my voice, you open the door and I'll come in and sup with you. Now, a lot of people think, that's for people to be born again, they can ask Jesus into their heart. Well, it's, yes, you can use it for that if you want to, but it's not about, it's about the church. It's about Christians and the church.
Yeah.
You know, it's about Christians, it's about you. Wait. The interesting thing is this, he knocks on the door, and he says, if you hear my voice. Sometimes God bangs us on the head to get us to listen to what he's saying to us. He taps us, excuse me, I'm trying to get through to you. Mike Waller, come in. Mike Waller, where are you? You need to hear what I'm saying. So, watch out for the taps. God will speak to you, but sometimes he has to get your attention first so you can actually listen. And when you're going through hard times, it's very difficult to hear what God is saying to us. Now, I said this would be really, really short. Been into these houses, possibly Edwardian or Victorian, where you open the front door, big front door, and right in front of you there in the hall is a mosaic of tiles, you know, inlaid 100 whatever years ago, looking absolutely fabulous. Right? Now, when that guy was tiling that floor, he'd started at the beginning, wherever that was. And he was working his way through, and some of the bits of that tiled floor were quite sort of boring, you know, dark and wood, you know, there he is, he's laying the floor. And it's only when he gets up and looks at what he's done and where he is that he gets to appreciate what it's going to be like.
Yes, okay? That's good, Mike.
And sometimes we don't stand back to see what God has done for us. In the times that are hard, we need to stand back and take on board what God has done. Look at the beauty that I've laid here with these tiles. And you also then get an indication of what it's going to be look like when it's finished.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You don't just see what's happened before, but that's showing you what's going to happen in the future. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a bit like a tapestry. Do you remember that old CD, or back in my days, a bit of plastic? Tapestry by Carole King.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Great.
Before my time.
Maybe before your time. Do not despise the early things. A song about her life and the various parts of her life, the tapestry of her life.
Yeah.
It's a great seat, great piece of plastic. But it's a bit like a tapestry. Again, Someone who's weaving a tapestry, a massive great tapestry. Same thing again. They've gone all through this, and they got to a point where it's really boring. It's all the filling in bits and whatever, right?
Yes.
But when they stand back, they can see what's gone before and what it's going to look like in the future if they continue.
Right.
And I've got another example. What about a jigsaw?
Oh, yes.
A 1,000-piece jigsaw.
Lovely.
And it's some really interesting bits in it. But then there's a bit of the trees in the woods, and it's all dark and different greens and whatever. And you do all the good bits, and you stand back and think, yeah, it's good. You then get into all the oral bits. Mm. All those bits you've got to sort out and lay down. And you think, this is so boring.
Yeah.
But when you stand back, you can see the full picture.
Mm. I love that.
And in some ways, those horrible bits in the tapestry, the boring bits in the tapestry, the dark, horrible bits in the jigsaw, and those bits of tile that are really black and horrible, they are there in order to enhance the beauty of everything else.
I love that.
So, in ending, it was quick, wasn't it, mate?
Very good.
If you're going through a tough time, remember, look back.
Yeah.
Testimony.
Take into account what God has done and what He has said to you. Mm-hmm. Okay? Most of you, if not all of you, have had prophetic words in your past.
Mm-hmm.
You need to hang on to those, because they are the things that will get you, along with what God has revealed in Scripture, will get you through the tough times.
That's good line.
The disciples did not really... I mean, it was a... You think about their situation. Jesus has been taken from them. The guy that was with them for 3 years, they lived their life around him.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. Taken away. And they're bereft. And they lose sight of what... God has for them, or what is going to happen in the near and distant future. And so for us, make sure you're on the right, when you're going through the hard times, or even when you're going through good times, make sure you're on the right road.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
That's the first thing, make sure you're on the right road. Look back, see what God has done, hold on to what He has said to you, and what He will continue to say to you, and look forward with the view that you know with some certainty of what is going to occur in the future for you.